Now settle down. Now, this is a true story now, and I should know because I wrote it. No, it's a story about a swaggy called Jock, who came to Australia in 1825. Well, he stood 6'8" tall.
Come on.
All right, don't believe me, I'm telling you. And he weighed 18 stone. All right, and he was built like a brick bagpipe. Right. With red hair and beard and a fearful eye, there weren't too many who teased the fact that apart from his swag and a lovely cork hat, he wore a skirt that covered his knees. He said he wanted to hump Bluey and carry Matilda around. They said, first you'll have to learn to boil your billy, mate. He smiled as he let his kilt down. The others stood round unbelieving as a tear came into Jock's eye. Someone said, how's that for stirring in tea leaves? Another bloke dropped his meat pie. Jock, Jock, the swaggy Scot, an unusual sight to see. You can tell he was built by the tilt of his kilt and he's sparring on down to his knee. They next heard of Jock up in Alice Springs on a hot November morn. He'd walked clear through from Cairns in 21 days and so a legend was born. He told them the tales and adventures he'd had while crossing the Nullarbor Plains, how a wild tribe of Avos had taken him in and shown him the gold in their veins. He said they had tons of the yellow that went on for mile after miles, but he knew they didn't believe him by the looks they had stretched on their dials. Jock, Jock, the swaggy Scot, an unusual sight to see. You could tell he was built by the tilt of his kilt and his sparring on down to his knee. So he set out to cross the hot desert again to prove he didn't tell lies. The snakes and the lizards all feared him. They couldn't compete with his size. Well, he found the tribe's grounds were deserted, so he gathered some gold in a mound. But like countless miners before him, he wanted much more than he'd found. So he went out and killed 500 kangas and filled all their pouches with gold. And he tied them together with rock snakes. The story at last can be told. Well, he dragged that big load for hundreds of miles and he started to weaken real slow. But the year of the drought had arrived now and his water was getting quite low. And he realised that he mightn't make it unless he had help, and that's a cert. So he covered his treasure with rocks and with stones and then covered that over with dirt. Well, he feared they'd backtrack his footprints and find his mountainous mine. So he lowered his kilt till it dragged on the ground and wiped out his footprints behind. Jock, Jock, the swaggy Scot, an unusual sight to see. You can tell he was built by the tilt of his kilt and his sparring on down to his knee. They found poor old Jock about a mile out from town with his epitaph scratched in a rock. But I wasn't as good as I thought I was, the story you'll find in me sock. Old Jock was as dry as a dead dingo's donger, and old timers remember and smile. If you dig down a few hundred feet, they say, it's not the air's rock, but Jock's pie. Jock, Jock, the swaggy Scot, an unusual sight to see. You could tell he was built by the tilt of his kilt and his sparring on down to his knee. You could tell he was built by the tilt of his kilt and his sparring on down to his knee.
He's having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, now comes the time if you feel like splashing the boots, draining the dragon, siphoning the python, or even strangling one.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time. Right, off you go. But listen, hurry back.
Point,
hurry back, will you? Because we're just going to turn over the record.